Continuing with Shin Nun Gimel Sif Beis, this is talking about two porches, balconies that were protruding from two houses in 2007. And the question is, are you allowed to go from one to the other? So Im Ho Yishnei Azizin Ze Ramatim Ze Ve'im Shvashnei Anoshim. If there were two of these balconies, one below the other one, and it belongs to two different people. And for Pishish name, the Malamei Asara, even though they're more than 10 tachim of the ground, in Yesh, this is the Elyon Shefnei Chalon Roich of Alba Al Alba, also is Tamishpa. If the upper porch has a window in front of it more than four, if the porch is more than 4x4, the upper porch, which has a window open to it, is more than 4x4, you're not allowed to use it. Why? Because there is some connection between these two porches, and since they belong to two people, you look at it as a courtyard that belongs to two people, and you now bring something from the courtyard into the house, or from the house into the courtyard, unless you make an eiv. The alien alba, if the top one does not have the dimension of 4x4 tefachim, you can the top an alba, and the other one also doesn't, the shtam shish name, because since they don't have a share of a reshus, which is 4x4 tefachim, they're mokum tur, and they don't have the dinner of chaseret either. So mishtam shish name, b'chol ha-toitil, ara, asar, tefachim, tach, toitim. You put things on them, or if there's other things protruding from the walls, as long as the 10 tefachim above the ground, so it's above the domain of the shus ha-ravim, and mitzad, the ownership is no problem, because they're not big enough to be considered independent of the shriyas. The top and arba, the alien aimba arba, the bottom one is 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim, and the top one is not. Ein mishnamish ve'elyon, elo kenega chalein bilvad. Oh, so here's an interesting halacha, that even though the alien is less than 4x4, so still you cannot use it, because the top one has 4x4. The question is, if we say the alien is less than a shear of a shus, so why should it be a problem? So the halacha says, it's talking about a case where it doesn't have 4x4 protruding out of the building, but if you add the windowsill to it, then it does have 4x4. Ah, you're going to ask me in 1 second if that's the case. So now we have two porches, each one is 4x4, and they're open to one another. So there's a connection between the two that they should answer, like a chotzer that belongs to two people. You can't take from there into the house. Here, since there's a window open to this, it makes that area subordinate to the house, I'm sure part of the house. So, in this porch, which is open to a window, the area which is opposite the window is considered part of the window itself, which is part of the house, and therefore you could take in from there to the house. If the porch is wider than the window that's open to it, then it's also established with Nation Tachlis, Shecholah, Rishus Atma. Since the Rishus underneath it is another Rishus, so you have two people's Rishus that are connected to one another, with sometimes connection between these two Rishus, and therefore becomes a Chotzer HaShusin, becomes a Chotzer that belongs to two people, you can't take from there into the private house. Since Gimbo, causes a Yoytze Al-Avi Rishus Aravim, Shemut Rishdam Shalom, if you have a porch that is overhanging the Rishus Aravim, in the circumstances you're allowed to use the porch, so it's about a porch that doesn't have a wall around it, fencing around it. It's just a flat protrusion. And from that flat protrusion, that flat porch, it's easy to fast things fall off of it, because nothing's stopping them to fall off. So therefore, you could only use things that if they would fall off, they'll break, because there's a reasonable chance they will fall off. If something that's going to break, once it falls down, you're not going to use it anymore. But if something won't break, there's a concern, you're going to go down and pick it up. So, there's only when you have a narrow protrusion that is sticking out of your house, a narrow porch, a balcony. If it's big enough for the person to stand on it. So these type of little porches were primarily not used for people to walk on them. They were just outside of the window, and you take things from your house and put it on there, or take things from there and bring it into the house. So since it's a small area, it's more of a concern, things will fall into the shoes around. But if you have a larger area which you can walk on it, like today's porches, So you can use all types of kelim over there.
Yeah.
Because once it's the place that you're walking over there, then there's less of concern that you're going to go to the edge and have things fall down. The Moses is Echon Levadoi, Yoitzelav Kamalis. There's only one this that's going over Kamalis. Because once again, since it's only one this, no problem of Erech HaSeirus, it only belongs to you. As far as the Kamalis, as long as you're more than 10 Tzvachim above the ground, you don't have a problem. Being rubber than Kostas, I feel the Kamalis, English Tavern, but goes to the Kamalis. In this situation of over the Kamalis, then you can use it in all circumstances, and you don't have to be concerned something's going to fall down, because there is something falling down, and afterwards you're going to carry it, well, the price is just around. If you carry it, it's going to be obvious as a right. But here you're anyway going to over your Sarah Rabbanan, because